You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Mariners had a really nice, exciting announcement recently that they're going to honor one of their greatest players in franchise history. Talk to Greg Johns about that. I'm Allison Footer. Greg, before we get to that, though, I want to ask you one question about the current roster, and that is Ariel Miranda. Is his role, what is his role coming up in 2017? Will he maybe be stretched out in spring training so he could be called upon to start? How do the Mariners view him?
Yeah, Ariel Miranda definitely is the number six starter going into spring, which is something you like to have with any major league staff, because the chances of five guys going healthy through spring, let alone a full season, is rare indeed. So Miranda comes as kind of a nice luxury after they added Drew Smyly and Yvonne Gallardo to give him a sixth arm now. And they've got some other guys, Chris Heston, Rob Whalen, some other guys that will be also stretched out this spring. But Miranda definitely will work as a starter in camp and get his arm stretched out. For one thing, Felix Hernandez is going to WBC, so there'll be a few starts in there anyway that they'll need another arm. But Miranda's a guy that pitched well for them when they picked him up at the end of last year, and they liked what he brought, and they like having that depth. Whether he goes to Tacoma, if he doesn't make the rotation and is waiting there a call away as a starter, or whether he fits into that bullpen as a strong lefty that they had last year, Mike Montgomery in that role, and it worked out very well. A guy that can give him some length and also be used as a lefty. Montgomery is very good, and they see Miranda that same kind of potential. So he could go either way. It'll be an interesting spring for Miranda, but definitely be in the mix with the starters as they go through camp, and then they'll see where he falls once they cut down to 25.
Yeah, and it can't hurt, right? So it's the opposite. Like, if you need all of a sudden you need a starter, and then a guy's not stretched out, so there's no harm in having him kind of be every team starts spring training with many more than five starters that kind of go through the schedule, the exhibition schedule. So it's no harm, no foul, right? So at the end of the spring training, he'd just be a bullpen guy.
Yeah, no doubt it's easier to go from being stretched out to pitching in relief than it is going the other direction. And he is a guy who's been a starter through most of his career, that's kind of a natural role for him. But they do like his versatility and what he could bring. So yeah, he's one to watch. And you kind of like that depth. It's one of the things that DePoto was looking for, is to give more depth, more options in that rotation. And he certainly is one of those guys.
Okay, so we're going to move on to something that just makes us all smile, and that is that the Mariners have officially announced they're going to retire Edgar Martinez's number later on in the summer. So, first of all, tell us just like what that was like covering that. I mean, he's a great guy. Everybody likes him a lot. And he's been in the organization for such a long time. I don't know that I really realized that until I started looking at some of these numbers. He is a Mariners lifer.
As Jay Buhner says, Edgar bleeds Mariner blue. It's funny, you retire a number, usually that thing goes up on the wall and nobody else wears it. Well, here's a case where they retire a number and Edgar's still going to be wearing it. It's their hitting coach. So it's kind of funny that way. No one else will ever wear it, but Edgar's going to keep wearing that thing. As he said, the plan is to keep putting on that uniform as long as he can. He really enjoys the role of hitting coach, and that speaks volumes about Edgar Martinez. I mean, nearly every star of his caliber, when they retire, they don't want to get into coaching because of the hours and the time commitment, the travel, and all those things. Those jobs don't pay like you make when you're playing. It's a tough gig. And Edgar loves the game enough that he wanted to get back into it. And when his kids got a little older and he felt the itch and came up, he started helping out with some things, and when the hitting coach was needed, they called on Edgar and he jumped into it, and he really enjoys it and sees himself doing that for the foreseeable future. So yeah, here's a guy who loves hitting, and certainly Mariner hitters love talking hitting with Edgar. He is a Mariner as can be. Edgar Martinez way outside Safeco Field, there's Edgar's Cantina down the left field line where you can buy a drink and some food during the game, and now Edgar's number will be hanging up next to Ken Griffey Jr.'s on the center field facade at Safeco Field. So certainly a fun day and as you say, everybody loves Edgar. One of the most humble guys in any walk of life, and pretty fun to see those kind of a person of that caliber, I think, honored in such a way is pretty cool.
Very cool. It's going to take place on August 12th. So the Mariners are celebrating their 40th anniversary as the Mariners, right, this season?
Yes, which is interesting. It's their 41st year, so that's with a wedding anniversary, whatever. You don't do your first anniversary till the end of that year, so technically their 41st year, which people get confused on, but it is their what they're calling the 40th anniversary season.
Okay. The Astros used to milk that stuff. They'd have like their 25th, 30th anniversary, then they'd have their 35th year. They did all kinds of things to sell out the ballpark, and it worked very well. So 40th anniversary, and my point being, so Edgar is 54 years old. He has been a part of the organization for 36 years. He played like 19 years or 18 years and been in the organization. So really, are we talking like all but 4 years that this guy has actually been a part of the Mariners organization in some capacity? So all but 4 years of the existence of the Mariners?
I'd have to do the math. He signed in 1982. The franchise came into existence in 76, I believe. So there was a few years after he retired from playing when he was not an active member of the organization. When he first retired, he went into private business for himself, was doing a few different things. I remember he was literally, I think, trying to find things to do. I remember he was taking flying lessons, doing all kinds of things to keep himself busy. That was just kind of Edgar. And, so it wasn't until he, came back as hitting coach a year and a half ago that he kind of jumped back into it officially with the Mariners. So, yes, 36 years since he first signed with the team. It's a teenager out of Puerto Rico, and I was talking to him about that yesterday. He well remembers flying into SeaTac Airport the first time, not speaking much English at all, getting on a bus and with a bunch of about six or seven other guys that he didn't know at a lick, getting on a bus up to Bellingham, Washington, to take on a sport that he loved, but in a land that he didn't know much about. So I didn't know much about the Mariners. He grew up watching the Yankees and on TV down in Puerto Rico, and didn't know much about Seattle at all. So kind of funny how far he's come and now such an integral part of this community.
That is amazing. Just because he's only 54 years old. So, I mean, we're talking about a relatively young person who has, has been a part of this organization for almost the entire time it's in existence. It just doesn't seem like he's old enough to have that have that distinction, but good for him. And the other thing I want to ask you about, and I think we talked about this when Griffey was elected to the Hall of Fame and when they retired his number, but we're going to go over it again. The Mariners are very stringent on the retired numbers. And so now it will be Griffey, Jackie Robinson, and Edgar Martinez, and that is the end of it. So they have rules in place about what makes you eligible to have your number retired, correct? And can you tell us what those rules are?
Yeah, and the reason they do is, I mean, they want to make it an exclusive club. They have the Mariners Hall of Fame, and there's, eight or nine guys in that. Your Jamie Moyers, your Jay Buhners, Lou Piniella, such and such. Edgar is in that, as is Griffey. But to retire a number, they kind of want that to be a rare thing. They don't. And I think that's a good decision. To retire a number is kind of the ultimate honor. And their rules are basically you're either a Hall of Famer who played five or more years with the Mariners, or you're a person close to the Hall of Fame, came close to Hall of Fame induction, and played pretty much your whole career in a Mariners uniform, which Edgar fits pretty nicely into the category B there. And they hope he gets into the Hall of Fame here in the next 2 years, as he appears close to be doing. He made a pretty good jump this year, and to get up to 58%, knocking on that door to get to 75. So we'll see where that goes. But, that's their rules. There's not a lot of guys that fall into that. I think Itro obviously will be a candidate. I think Randy Johnson certainly a candidate. Fits those rules, and interestingly, Randy and Itro both wore the same number 51. So how that works, how you retire number 51 when it comes time will be a choice this franchise will have to make, and something we'll have to watch. Two of the greatest players in Mariner history, and two Hall of Famers without a doubt, wearing that same number for Seattle.
Yeah, so that's a good segue to my final topic that I want to talk to you about. I had a chuckle. So all 30 beat writers for our MLB.com reporters, they were tasked with coming up with the best free agent signing in franchise history. So everybody had a story on the best free agent signing in their franchise history. And I laugh because I'm sure that you probably thought this might be the easiest assignment that I will ever have in terms of having to write a story about the Mariners, because there really is no question that it is Ichiro. And I'm sure you didn't have to spend a whole lot of time digging through the numbers to come up with that.
I did not. Once, I'll be honest, I had to get clarification. You know, when they always said the best free agent, is that okay to, are we including international free agents? Because Ichiro, you know, wasn't playing for another major league team in Simon Seattle. He was in Japan.
True.
In Seattle. So I did have to ask if that was, you know, what they deemed, you know, in the definition of what they were looking for. And it was, you know, they you know, said, you know, he was available to all 30 teams. Obviously Seattle won the posting bid back in the day to, with his team in Japan. And then, to get the right to negotiate with him and then sign him. So easily the best free agent signing, if you define it that way. And, I guess the only guy really close, you know, would be Robinson Cano, but doesn't have the time in yet that Ichiro does. So he's going to have to play a long time in Seattle to match the kind of career Ichiro put up with, you know, 10 consecutive gold gloves, 10 consecutive all-star appearances, and the impact he had on the game and Seattle. So, yeah, pretty good, pretty solid pick, Ichiro. And he's going to be coming back to Seattle here with the Marlins this coming season. So that will be quite a date as well when Ichiro checks back into Safeco Field.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be fun for the fans to see him. And someday they will salute him as a Hall of Famer, so we'll wait for that. Okay, Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Talk to you soon.
You bet, Austin. Good talking to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.